Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's health delivered daily. Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
Well, our dishwasher just broke. And the fact is that because it broke, we haven't gone out and bought a new one, but we are doing our dishes by hand. And it turns out they're actually getting cleaner, but there's so many of them. And so what I'm talking about today in the trending is cooking meals using as few dishes as possible and one pan meals, because it's really a rockin' way to use less dishes. And I am right now perfecting the art of cooking these one pan meals, because otherwise my husband is standing at that sink from noon until night. He literally has been doing like dishes every day and all day, because I don't do dishes. I do the laundry, but I don't do dishes. In any case, one-pan meals are really all the rage right now. We've heard about crock-pot meals for years, but the one-pan meals are an absolute great way. And if you're somebody who's on Facebook, then some of these videos, Tasty Videos and Tip Hero, and some of these are really great ways to see how some really cool food is done. I mean, my husband made these lemon souffles recently that were inside the lemon. Man, were they good. But anyway, back to one-pan meals. So if you're looking for some one-pan meal tips, then you can always try, you know, you can certainly Google them, but I'm going to give you one right now. You take some vegetables. This is in one pan, and your kids will love it, and everybody in the family will love it. You take one pan, you saute some vegetables, then you add chicken broth in there so that there's some liquid in there. Then you put a chicken in there, a chicken breast, put it right in that chicken broth, and sprinkle some noodles in and around there, or rice, depends which one you like to use. Some kind of noodles, and then you top it with a little bit of red sauce, maybe out of a jar, or maybe you've made some, put a little red sauce in there, and then cover it. Cook it for, you know, 20 minutes, 25 minutes, and then when it's almost on its last done, throw some cheese on top and cover it again for another 5 minutes, and voila, you have this chicken parmesan vegetable thing that is totally awesome, very healthy, because there's nothing in it that's absolutely bad for you at all, except maybe the cheese, and you don't have to use a lot of that, and then serve it up on a plate. I'm telling you, your kids will love it. So there's so many things that you can add and cook all at the same time in one pan. We're going to give you more recipes coming up. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.